Turkey's foreign minister is in Washington today to discuss issues related to a possible war. Next week, the Turkish parliament is set to vote on whether to allow the deployment of some 30,000 U.S. troops along Turkey's border with Iraq. There are many areas still to be worked out if an invasion goes forward. For one, how would the two armies coordinate their activities? Who would do what and under which command? NPR's Guy Raz reports from Ankara.
Three U.S. military delegations are visiting Ankara at the moment, holding meetings with their Turkish counterparts. The talks are quietly taking place during a week-long religious holiday here, when many Turks have left the major cities and headed for the coast. According to a Western diplomat, the American delegations are trying to reach a deal with top Turkish military officers on two main issues. The first is how to coordinate the command structure of U.S. and Turkish forces in the event of war. For example, the diplomat said, how will we decide which roads are to be used for tanks and which ones to transport flour? The second topic is what a post-war Iraq, particularly its Kurdish-dominated northern part, will look like. Though Turkey's parliament has yet to approve U.S. troop deployments, Ilnur Cevik, editor of the Turkish Daily News, says it's assumed that will happen. The question is how to deal with those troops once they're deployed, and once forces from both countries have crossed into Iraqi territory.
In essence, there will be some American troops on Turkish soil, and Turkey wants joint command on this. We are going to be like their carpet. We are going to facilitate their entering Iraq without so much bother. Once they're in Iraq, they move into deeper Iraq. We stay at the back. We are not going to be involved in this war against Saddam. But what we're going to do is we are going to protect the backs of the American troops.
Turkey is particularly sensitive about what might happen along its border with Iraq if war breaks out. For one, officials here expect a massive flood of refugees. Second, Turkey fears that the Kurds of northern Iraq may seek some kind of self-determination after the war. Turkey is worried that any appearance of Kurdish sovereignty in Iraq would simply incite Turkey's own Kurdish population. And according to editor Ilnur Cevik, if Kurdish separatist groups like the PKK, who have bases in northern Iraq, do turn their guns on Turkish soldiers, Turkey wants assurances from Washington that it can strike back.
A Turkish commander will say, let's hit PKK. The American commander will say, no, let's go and fight Saddam. So there are different aims. There, Turks are saying, look, we do whatever we feel is necessary to do, and you have to tag along.
Turkish political leaders, meanwhile, have been giving mixed signals about the country's commitment to cooperating with the U.S. The chairman of Turkey's ruling AK Party, Tayyip Erdogan, recently told reporters that a decision to allow U.S. troop deployments will happen only after the United Nations Security Council has ruled on whether Iraq is in material breach of its disarmament obligations. At the same time, the country's deputy prime minister, Mehmet Ali Shaheen, used this week's holiday to make the case for deployments when he spoke to his constituents. The public is right in saying no to war, Shaheen told voters. But he added, if we want peace eventually, we have to be prepared for war. We have to be prepared in every way. But while public opinion here remains resolutely against military action, both Turkish armed forces and politicians are allowing for contingency plans. For one, the parliament gave the go-ahead for Washington to begin upgrading Turkey's existing seaports and military bases. And according to one official, some 3,000 Turkish troops already inside northern Iraq are paving roads and preparing their runways for the possibility that U.S. military cargo planes and soldiers will arrive soon. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.